Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast. We are continuing on the subject of healing. This is a very important subject for you to be established in. Every one of us are having an opportunity at some time to overcome sickness and disease. You may be dealing with sickness and disease in your physical body right now, and God wants you to be healed. We've talked about the fact that salvation includes not only being saved spiritually, but also it includes healing, which is now for the body of Christ. God's been a healer in the Old Testament, and He's also a healer in the New Testament, and He still heals today. Jesus is the healer. He's the healer of all manner and all sickness and disease. In the New Testament, Peter said to Aeneas, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole. He's still doing the same work today. We saw in Exodus 15:26, He reveals that I am the Lord that healeth thee. And remember, He's an I am that I am God, not an I was God or an I will be. And I am that I am, He's always ready today to heal you and set you free. He says, I will take away sickness away from the midst of thee. No plague shall come nigh thy dwelling. He's the one who heals us of all of our diseases, praise God. He sent His word and healed you and delivered you from your destruction. We know the fact that that's the will of God for all to be healed. He dealt with that in dealing with that leper who said, if thou wilt, thou canst make me healed. Make me whole or clean. And that's exactly what Jesus said. I will. He answered that question. And then He said, be thou clean. And the man was set free. It's the Word of God that's going to produce the healing in your life. And because of what Jesus has done now, healing is a part of our right in the new covenant. Jesus was the sacrifice. He brought healing to us. With His stripes we were healed through His sacrifice. He took our infirmities, bore our sicknesses. By His stripes we were healed. He redeemed us from the curse of the law, which included sickness and disease. And now, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death, and it's a part of the doctrine of the church. If there's any sick among you, they're to call for the elders of the church. They pray over them, anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. The prayer of faith shall save or heal the sick, and the Lord shall raise them up. And if he's committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. In the last broadcast, we talked about the fact that we have authority over sickness and disease. Jesus had authority, and it was released through words. He could speak the word only, and his servant would be healed. The centurion had the revelation of this because he was under authority to Caesar in Rome and in authority over the soldiers, and whatever he spoke and told them to do, they would obey. He recognized that Jesus was under authority to God in heaven, the Father, and in authority over sickness and disease and all of the works of the enemy. We can speak to mountains, we can speak to sickness and disease, and command it to be removed from our body, and it will obey us because we have authority over the devil who is the cause of it. We know the fact that it's released through the name of Jesus. We talked about that in the last broadcast, and that is received by faith. Now, who is responsible for sickness and disease? We're going to talk about this today. Who is responsible for sickness and disease? The answer is, it is the devil. Remember in the garden before the fall, man had dominion, and there was no sickness, there was no disease, there were no problems whatsoever until the fall of man. When man fell, then the door was open for the devil to come in. Man had disobeyed, he died spiritually, he was separated, sin entered the world, death came upon all men because all have sinned. And sin brought sickness and disease upon mankind. Satan is the one who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus brings life. All the stealing, killing, destroying, and sickness comes in that category. It is bringing forth destruction in our life. In Job 2:7, it says, Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord and smote Job with sore boils from the sole of his foot unto his crown. Satan was the one who smote him. God doesn't have anything to do with sickness and disease. It is Satan who is the one who oppresses mankind. In Matthew chapter 12, verse 22, they brought one to Jesus who was possessed with a devil, with a demon. He was blind and dumb, and he healed them. What was his problem? A demon spirit was in him, causing the blindness and the dumbness, and Jesus healed him, that the blind and the dumb both spake and saw. Praise God. In Mark chapter 9, verse 17, they brought another one who had a dumb spirit unto him. And what did Jesus do? He said, "Thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter into him no more." And the spirit came out of him, and the man was healed and was set free. There's a scripture in Luke 13:11 where it says there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity. For 18 years she had the spirit of infirmity. She was bowed together and could in no wise lift up herself. What was her problem? A demonic spirit of infirmity was in her back, and she might have like what we might call a curvature of the spine or being bent over where she couldn't lift up herself. But Jesus saw her. He called her to him and said unto her, "Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity." He loosed her from that spirit of infirmity, and he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. He brought healing. And what was the problem? Satan had her bound. In verse 16, he said, "Ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day." Who's the one that binds people with sickness and disease? It is Satan. You know, don't sit there and just think of things naturally or medically, or think about germs and disease and these things which are natural. You must realize that Satan is the cause behind it. In Acts chapter 10, verse 38, the Bible says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good and healing. He was healing people continually. But what was he healing them of? Healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Sickness and disease is oppression of the devil. You must understand that this is coming from the devil. He is the source behind it. Satan is responsible for all sickness and disease, and God wants you to be healed. And you must understand that, because you're going to take authority over Satan and all of his demonic spirits of infirmity in order to be healed. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8, talking about Jesus, it said, "For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil." And what did he do? He went forth healing the sick. Every place he went, he preached the gospel, and he would heal the sick, and that was a work of the devil. Now, you need to understand that Satan's the author of sickness and disease, and God does not put sickness on people. God does not bring sickness on anyone. It comes from the devil. He doesn't send it to anyone. Tradition has said that. A lot of people say, well, God must be sending this on people. He's not sending sickness on people. He doesn't have sickness to send. The sickness comes from the devil. That's the oppression of the devil coming on people. Now, how does it come? Man allows it to come on him because of his disobedience. A lot of people say, well, I wonder why God would allow that. God doesn't allow it as far as it being his will. He will allow man to choose anything he wants. And if man sins, the door is open for the enemy. And when man sins, he can allow sickness and disease to come upon himself. Man allows it because of his disobedience. All the parts of the curse come because of disobedience. The curse causeless shall not come. The word is the judge in the earth, and if man will transgress the word, then curses, which include sickness and disease, will come on man because of his sin. Now, many people have thought about, what about like in Deuteronomy 28, where it talks about that if you won't hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God and observe to do all his commandments, that all these curses will come on you and overtake you. And then it starts talking about and listing in Deuteronomy 28 places about all these different sickness and disease. And if you read it in the King James, like in verse 22, it says, "The Lord shall smite thee with a consumption, with a fever." Verse 27, "The Lord will smite thee with a botch of Egypt." In verse 28, "The Lord shall smite with madness and with blindness," and all these things. It sounds like the Lord is the cause of this. But if you look these words up in the Hebrew, in the sense of the verb, there is a permissive sense and there is a causative sense in the Hebrew verbs. These particular verbs are in the permissive sense, not the causative sense. God is not causing this to happen, but he is, of course, permitting it to happen. Now, why does God permit something to happen? Because he's given man a choice. He set before man life and death, blessing and cursing. Man can choose the way that brings blessing, or he can choose the way that would bring cursing. God will permit man to choose anything he wants. He permits man to, of course, to, if they wants to walk in sin, he can break the ways of God, the laws of God, and because of that disobedience, then that would bring curses upon him. Obedience brings blessings. Disobedience brings curses. And if we disobey, then curses will come from the devil, who has the open door when we give place to him. Satan's the accuser of the brethren. He accuses us before God night and day. And what is he accusing us of? He's accusing us of our sins. Why? Because it gives him a legal right to come and operate against us. We must understand that these curses come because of disobedience to God's word. God will permit us to do whatever we want to do. The word's the judge. But the sickness and disease is coming from the devil, who has the opportunity to come at us. You see, the devil can't come at all of us and just whenever he wants. He has to have an open door. And the open door is sin, and the effect of sin is a curse. And curses include all kinds of calamities, including sickness and disease. He will have a legal right of entrance if the door is open through sin. And this is so important for you to realize, so you don't wonder why things are happening. Now, sickness and disease can be overcome, though, of course, because of what Jesus has done. Now, there's another scripture we want to point out to you about this thing about the curse. Proverbs 26:2. It says that as the bird by wandering, the swallow by following, flying, so the curse causeless shall not come. Notice that phrase. So the curse causeless shall not come. There is a cause for every curse. This is Proverbs 26:2. The curse causeless shall not come. There is a cause for every curse. Sickness, disease is a part of the curse. Often, it is from the inherited generational iniquities. The Bible says the iniquities of the forefathers are visited upon the children to the third and fourth generation. This is why you see cancer in one generation, cancer in the next, cancer in the next. Or some problem with heart disease coming right down the line. Or allergies coming down the line. Or any kind of sickness and disease. High blood pressure, diabetes. So many people have these problems coming down the inheritance line. This is because of the inherited generational curses from the iniquities of the forefathers. But this is coming because of the open door of sin. And Satan is the one who brings this destruction upon us. Now, you need to get it established in you that Satan is responsible for sickness and disease. God does not cause sickness and disease to come upon anyone. He doesn't put it on anyone. He allows man to choose his way. And if man chooses to sin and disobey, God will allow these things, of course, to come upon him, because he's given us a free will. We're free will people, and we can choose life or death. Satan is the cause of it. Know that and get established in that truth. We're going to talk more on this subject in the next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As I close today, do you realize that the number one negative influence in your life is inherited generational curses? This is because the iniquities of the forefathers are passed down to the children to the third and fourth generations. These curses enforced by demonic spirits must be broken, and the spirits must be cast out. We break